Let's talk about self-storage managers in the age of automation. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer the small investor getting in or growing their self-storage business. The newest course, Fundraising for the Small Self-Storage Investor, is being released as we speak. Be looking for the emails from me if this is something you're after. But I want to talk about managers today in this age of automation. Yes, I'm a partner in a fully automated facility where there is no manager. But automation has allowed that. But in most of the projects I'm in, we have managers. I like managers. I like the level of customer service and the culture that managers create that my customers experience. For the most part, I still like to do deals, if at all possible, that are big enough to create the economics that can afford good self-storage managers. Boat and RV projects, high-end boat and RV projects, believe me, those customers expect a level of customer service that, in my opinion, it can really only be provided by having a good on-site manager. But that doesn't mean I don't automate. So let's talk about the good old days. I can remember the good old days when our facilities were open. That meant there was a manager on site. I'm even old enough to have had a facility where we had an apartment on site and the manager lived on the facility. Interestingly enough, in the old days, we would average about $250,000 of gross income per full-time employee. Now, don't ask me why or how I started measuring that metric. I think it was because I was analyzing so many deals as we were growing so fast that I was trying to figure out how many employees I would need on the deals I was looking at, so I started using income as a metric. But once I started tracking it, I kept tracking it. Then kiosks started appearing. Now, at first, I didn't want anything to do with kiosks. Why? Because we have managers. But then, slowly, I realized the narrow-mindedness of my ways. And we started putting kiosks in our facilities where there's managers. Now, this helped. Why? Well, because people could do transactions, could pay their bills, could rent a unit, could show up, access their unit by using the kiosk and paying their bills after managers were gone. I didn't do this to replace managers. I just did this so I could do business after hours and to provide more customer service to our customers. And if somebody wants to use a kiosk over a manager, there it is. I'll never will forget the first time I was sitting in a facility. I remember the facility it was. Working there, my manager's at the counter, nobody's there with the manager. A customer walks up to the door, looks in, sees the manager sitting there, looks at the kiosk, and then goes to the kiosk and rents a unit. First time I ever saw that, I recognized that it's a new day in the self-storage world. But then with the kiosks, I began to notice that there are certain times of the month, and every facility is a little bit different, but there were certain times of the month where the managers were just less busy. There were less transactions happening. On average, let's just take facility A. It might look like the latter half of week number two and the first two-thirds of week number three. Less transactions were happening, let's say, between 2 and 6. So we started having our managers not be there during that time and go somewhere else where there was some action happening. And what I noticed was our income didn't suffer and our expenses went down on that particular facility. But as I started tracking, I kept tracking gross income per full-time employee. What was happening was we topped over $300,000 of gross income per employee. Then within a year or two, $350,000 gross income per full-time employee. When I sold that particular brand in 2019 through 2020, we were over $380,000 of gross income per full-time employee. Automation allowed that. We were getting more, we had less employees, we were getting more productivity per employee. That's what automation did in a managed facility. So automation doesn't mean you're getting rid of all your managers. If customer service is something that's important to you, like it is to me, plus I'm still old school, I think in a larger facility, there's more things going on and you need somebody there, A, on top of it, and B, to provide the level of customer service we want. Yes, smaller facilities, 25, 35, 40,000 square feet, that economics isn't there for a full-time manager these days, and automation can really work great. But if I'm in a lease-up situation, or I'm in a large facility, or I'm in a boat, large first-class facility or boat and RV project, we still want the level of customer care that managers provide. But that doesn't mean automation's not part of the picture. But one thing I do know, whatever I'm doing right now, or whatever I'm thinking right now about automation and self-storage managers, I know it's going to change. The world is changing fast. Self-storage is changing fast. And until I step off of the world, I get it's important for me to be able to change fast too, especially in the world of self-storage. Thank you very much. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer. Speaking of change, if you're using Excel to analyze your deals, I use Excel a lot, but I also use the Storage World Analyzer. It helps me not make the mistakes I make a lot of times in Excel, plus the reports it generates are first class. And when I'm going to get financing or raise money or get partners, those reports go a long way. I invite you to take a look at it too. StorageWorldAnalyzer.com, or go to CreatingWealthThroughSelfStorage.com and click the Storage Analyzer tab. Thank you very much. I look forward to being with you next week.